Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Shannon McQuaid, a ministry professional, shares what God has been doing in her life.
Hi, everyone. I wanted to share with you today a concept, or I guess you could say a grace, that's been present in my prayer life and in conversations that I've had through the past few weeks, and how it's really been transformative and transformed the way that I approach my current state in life and the way that I live life with my roommates and with my family and my friends and those around me. So let's dive in. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, teach me how to pray. Lord, we thank you for the gift of this day. We thank you for those that are around us. Help us to live with your presence in mind and to see your work in our everyday life. Mother Mary, come and wrap us in your mantle and lead us ever closer to your Son. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So as I had mentioned before, I'm taking this class for grad school called Living Your Personal Vocation, and it's a seminar style, so I'm with 10 to 15 other students who are in the same area in life right now. And the seminar isn't really focused so much on our state in life vocation, so married, religious life, or lay single life, but more of the fact that each of us individually has been called to holiness. And that path to holiness and what we are called to do to along that path and what we are called to achieve looks different because of our strengths and our talents, and how we all play together a role together to achieve holiness and to lead others to holiness. At the very beginning of our seminar, we talked about the lay vocation and what does the lay vocation look like and what is its role in the church. And in one of our Zoom calls, we had one of the Franciscan friars join us, and we were talking about how lay people can live out the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience in our everyday lives. We can practice that. And we got stuck on this concept or this idea that we are constantly looking towards the future. Like, what is our next step? So maybe it's after high school, we're going to graduate, we're going to go to college. After college, you're going to graduate, get your degree, you're going to start your professional career. You're going to get married, you're going to enter the priesthood. Whatever the next step is, we're constantly looking to the next step. But what about the here and the now? What about being a high school student right now? What about being a college student right now? What does that look like, and how do we live in that present moment and not just be desirous of the future? And the Franciscan friar said, if we can view it as living in the present as we best can and as we are called to in that moment, is an act of obedience to the Father. Now, that very concept of obedience was so transformative to me, because that concept of being obedient to the Father, whether it's my earthly father, it's the heavenly father, it's an authority figure, that makes sense in my brain. So if I can live in this moment with my roommates, with my friends, with my family, whoever's surrounding me, and just be present and do what I'm called to do in this moment, to the best of my ability, I'm being obedient to my Father. That was huge, because now I don't need to look towards the future, because as I walk towards that path, each moment the Father is calling me to something different and calling me to dive in and to trust Him and be obedient to His plan and His presence in my life. And if I walk with Him in that journey, being obedient to every single step, I will get where I need to be. I will walk on my path of holiness, use the gifts and talents that I've been given to help others on their path to holiness, and we'll reach the end point together. Now, what does that look like, being obedient to the Father? In my brain, I always think about when I was in high school, what I was called to do, my vocation as a high school student, was to academically be the best that I can be the best sister, best daughter, best friend that I could be, with the gifts and talents that the Lord has given me. Same with college. In college, I was at school to earn my degree and to study and to continue my education. So I can live out that vocation as a student by doing my studies to the best of my ability, all the while growing in relationship with Jesus and entrusting my life to Him. So I encourage you to look at where you're at right now. What is your present calling? Are you called to be a student? Are you called to be a friend? Are you called to be a sister? Are you called to be a daughter, a brother, a son? What is the Lord calling you to right now in this day? It can be a day-by-day thing. It can be a current state in life thing that will change in the future. What are you called to right now in the present? What is the Father asking you to do in that? And how can you do that to the best of your ability so that you are obedient to our Heavenly Father? Let's close in a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, teach me how to pray. Lord, I ask that you come and guide us this week. Help us to recognize your presence and help us to recognize where you are calling us to be obedient to you. What do you want us to surrender, to trust and trust to you as we walk this journey and pursue our vocations and our current state in life, all the while being obedient to you? Mother Mary, wrap us in your mantle. Walk with us and lead us ever closer to your Son as we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.